If you'll pray this prayer from the depths of your heart, God will save your soul, and He'll give you an opportunity in the not-too-distant future for you to make it public. Pray with us, especially those who are in the congregation and know you should. God, I believe in You. Say it out loud. You are my Creator. I am a sinner. I've sinned in many points, willfully and unconsciously. I've fallen short. I've missed the mark. I'm stained with sin. Jesus, I believe in You. You are the eternal Son of God. You're the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of this world, who takes away my sin. I believe You died on a cross, shedding Your innocent blood for my guilty soul. I believe You were buried. On the third day You arose. You are alive forevermore. I call You my Lord. I call You my Savior. I give You my life. I will love You, serve You the rest of my days. I belong to You. The good parts, the bad parts, the sinful parts, all my plans, all my dreams, I give everything to You. Thy will be done in me. I believe I'm saved. Not by good works, but by faith. By trust in You. In Jesus I pray. Amen. Amen. Just stay right here. Just stay right here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. That response is perfectly appropriate. The Bible says heaven has no greater joy than one sinner repent. And we only know a pale example of what goes on in heaven when it witnesses what you've done today. I want to address the rest of you, and I'm going to drop out of this. I want to give an altar call for those of us who've witnessed this. We're really most fortunate to hear Brother Bill say what he experienced. And I'm going to issue a challenge to you. And I really would warn you, don't accept this unless you're ready for some activity of the Spirit in your life. I'm not trying to be flippant. I'm saying don't make this your confession unless you really mean it. And here's what it is. One, it's got two parts. One, I will no longer fear the face of man. Biggest single inhibitor to us acting like we really know there's a heaven and there's a hell. I will no longer fear the face of man. And two, I will talk to everyone I know the rest of my life about Jesus and heaven and hell. That is a huge commitment. Every person I know who reached people for Christ came to these two points of commitment. Why else have a relationship with anyone if not to share with them the glorious good news that saves their soul from hell. It's a felony in the spirit to know someone, to converse with them, to entertain yourselves with them, to enjoy their presence, and never tell them without Christ they're going to hell. Every relationship is to be a doorway to communicate the truth that you've witnessed today. So it's logical. If you're not ready to do that, hey, I understand. But if you are ready to make those two commitments, if you agree, say this to God. God, I believe in you. I believe in Jesus, your Son. Your precious Holy Spirit. I receive the challenge of the hour. I declare of myself. This is my confession. I will no longer fear the face of man. I will not concern myself with the opinion of man. My reputation is of no importance. I hate the fear of man. I will tell everyone I know the rest of my life about you, Lord Jesus, about heaven and a place called hell. I step over the line. I will no longer be indifferent, preoccupied, not caring. I accept your word. I will not fear. And I will speak up. This is my confession to Almighty God.
Let the moment set.
Raise up your army, God, all over this city, nation, and world. A people who have rightly discerned the times in which they live. A people who have come to understand eternity is the next moment away. Who see with clarity into the glories of heaven and the horrors of hell. And order their priorities to obey God. Now grace, God. They've made a bold confession, God. Without your grace, it will not come to pass. But we believe your grace is sufficient to do what the Word of God tells us to do. Grace, grace, grace upon your people here.